AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. New York City's travel ban has been lifted. Cars are now allowed to go back on the roads. Central Park recorded its second largest snowfall total ever. Mass transit systems that had been partially suspended during the storm are being restored gradually. In Philadelphia, this woman is not a fan of all the snow.
It's crazy. It just went from 70 degrees and now it's snowing out here.
In Baltimore, a travel ban has been lifted, but some restrictions remain in place. In Washington, D.C., people are being urged to stay off the roads, but that didn't stop people like Jess Francis from walking to the White House to take pictures of the snow.
It's not that white, the house, in comparison to the snow. I don't know. I think it looks a lot nicer with the snow than normally.
All of Interstate 270 outside of Washington, a 35-mile stretch, is closed so crews can clear away cars and trucks as well as snow. Some shelves were knocked out. Power is out in some places. A 6.8 magnitude earthquake shook southern Alaska. Robert Sanders is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
There's always a potential for damage or injuries, but this earthquake had some depth to it, so that's less likely in this scenario.
The quake was centered about 160 miles from Anchorage. There have been no reports of any significant damage or injuries. Charges have been filed against the suspect in a deadly mass shooting in Saskatchewan in Canada.
Police charged a 17-year-old with 4 counts of first-degree murder and 7 counts of attempted murder.
The AP's Rob Gillies reports the suspect has not been named. The shootings happened at a school and a home in a remote Aboriginal community in Saskatchewan. A senior official in Syrian President Bashar Assad's ruling Ba'ath Party says the government will not make any new concessions in future peace talks. The talks in Geneva are scheduled to start tomorrow. They may be delayed. This is AP Radio News. There's a search going on for 3 inmates considered dangerous who escaped from the Santa Ana jail in California.
Officials say the men cut through half-inch steel bars and plumbing tunnels at the Orange County Central Men's Jail and used a makeshift rope to rappel from the roof of the maximum security facility about 40 miles southeast of Los Angeles. Orange County Sheriff's Lieutenant Jeff Halleck says it was very well thought out and planned.
5 a.m. on Friday morning, that's the last time that we can confirm that they were physically in the housing location.
The men were unaccounted for at the 8 p.m. count. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Egypt is sending 8 people to trial, charged with gross negligence for the botched repair of the golden burial mask of King Tut. The beard of the 3,300-year-old mask was accidentally knocked off and hastily glued on with epoxy back in 2014. It was scratched and damaged as a result. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.